The Mishnah in Daf Chaf and Beis, the beginning of the second parak, says that Hayashen Tachas Amita Besukah LaYotzei Dechavase. If a person sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, he's not Yotzei his Chiv of Mitzvah Sukkah. And Achen are bothered with the Kasha over here, Shtaka Kasha, and the Lashon. What's the Pshat in this Lashon LaYotzei Dechavase? He's not Yotzei his Chiv of sleeping in the sukkah. There is no Chiv to sleep in the sukkah. There's not even a Chiv to eat in the sukkah except for the first night. But sleeping for sure, there's never a Chiv to sleep in the sukkah. So L'mayinaf Kamina that he's not Yotzei Dechavase. You want to say you're not allowed to sleep under a bed in the sukkah, that makes sense. But to say you're not yotze, you're chiyav, there is no chiyav of shena. Not yotze de chavase means you weren't yotze, you have to go do it again. There has to be some nafkamina, go do it again. It doesn't make sense to tell me I wasn't yotze by my sleeping under the bed and I have to go sleep again. I'm not mukhiv to sleep at all. So lamay nafkamina, we use this lashon of yotze de chavase. And there's a beautiful hesber from Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, the son of the Maral Diskin, and he was masbir like this. He said that the halacha is, the Gemara says in Daf Test, that the Atzei Sukkah are Nesarim Kol Shiva, that the Sukkah becomes Muktzah, it becomes Asar Ba'anah for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. But the Ramah says in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Ches that it's only Nesar once a person actually sat in the Sukkah, or ate in the Sukkah, or slept in the Sukkah, you did some type of Maisev Yeshiva B'Sukkah. But if you didn't do anything yet, then Hazman Elam Elsei in the Sukkah would not be Nesar. You have to do a Maisev Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So what would happen if a guy, the first thing he does in the sukkah is he sleeps in the sukkah under a bed? So then it makes a big enough kamina if he's yotzei de chavase or not. If what he did is a yotzei de chavase, it's considered a good shena b'sukkah, then the sukkah became asar ba'anah, it's nesar kol shiva. But if what he did is not considered a proper yeshiva b'sukkah, it's not considered that he slept in the sukkah, lo yotzei de chavase, then the sukkah would not be nesar, and it would be mutter b'hanah. So that would be an afkamina. Why the Tana has to say that a Yashin Tachzim to Besukkah LeYotzei DeChavase, Nafkamin is that it was not considered a Maisa Shena Besukkah, it's not a Maisa Dira, and therefore the Sukkah will not be Nesar Ba'anah because there was no Maisa Yeshiva that was done in the Sukkah. That's the Pshad of Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin, the son of the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin himself says a different Mahalach. This is in the Sefer Al-Tayr and Parshas Samar, and he's Masvi like this. He says that there would be a different Nafkamina, a different reason why the Tana has to say LeYotzei DeChavase. And that's like this. Let's say you walk into a sukkah on Sukkos and you see a guy sleeping under the mita in his sukkah. So am I mechuyev to wake him up and tell him to get out of there and go sleep not under the mita? He's doing something wrong. He's not being yotzei in the mitzvah of sukkah. So if he's yotzei de chavase, if that's considered a good shena, then I don't have to wake him up. The Tana is saying LeYotzei DeChavase, not being yotzei in the mitzvah of shena b'sukkah, and therefore I'm mechuyev to wake him up, that he shouldn't be over on that iser of sleeping outside the sukkah, which when you sleep under the bed, you're basically sleeping outside the sukkah, and that's the nafkamina why the Tana says, Yotzei DeChavase, and I'm mechuyev to wake you up to make sure that you sleep properly in the sukkah, and that's the hesber of the Maral Diskin. And I think from this teretz of the Maral Diskin, l'chaya, you could be ma'arer on a famous psak from Shlomo Zalman. It's a do the Shlomo Zalman paskin that if a person falls asleep on sukkahs outside the sukkah, he's sleeping in his bed, for whatever reason, he was nanas and he fell asleep, that you're not mechuyev to wake him up. Why not mechuyev to wake him up? Because he says when a person does yashin, he's sleeping, he's patur min ha-mitzvahs, he's shaita, he's not a bardas, he's not mechuyev mitzvahs at all, so he's not doing anything wrong by sleeping outside the sukkah, so he's not mechuyev to wake him up. He took it a step further and said, it might even be mutter if a person is sleeping in the sukkah on sukkahs, so you could take him out, lift him up, take him out, because he's patur min ha-mitzvahs once he's sleeping, and there was some mice in yeshiva once, there wasn't room for all the bachim to fit in the sukkah, so they wanted to do this eitzah, to take a bachur who fell asleep, take him out, and have someone else go in his place, and Shlomo Zalman was mitzadet that would be mutter because once a person is sleeping, his patur min ha-mitzvahs, he no longer has to be in the sukkah. So l'chaya from this Maral Diskin, you see not like that, because Maral Diskin is saying that the nafkamina, the reason why the Tana said LeYotzei DeChavase, is to teach us that once you fall asleep in the sukkah, under the mita, we're mechuyev to wake you up and take you out. So obviously he held that even though you're a yashin, you're still chayv in mitzvahs, and you're being ayran this, or being outside the sukkah, and therefore we're mechuyev to remove you from the sukkah, so that l'chaya would be kenaged the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Maybe there's a makom to be mechalik, but al kapanim, those are the two terutzim, one from Rav Shulei Diskin and one from his son, Rav Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin.